The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Go ahead, Jack. What do we got going, bud?
Well, we have another driver on the line, I do believe. We do, right? Hello.
Are you there, sir?
I'm doing good.
All right, hang on. Don't you just be cool a second here. I got to introduce you properly.
Okay.
All right. Now, you know, a few years ago, modifieds, open wheel modifieds around Florida have kind of, I think a lot of people would agree, I don't think it's a big secret, they've kind of fallen on hard times, and it's a shame because, you know, I remember when I first started going to stock car races, man, there wasn't nothing more exciting. I mean, you get 25 or 30 open wheel modifieds on a 3/8 mile track, and it's like breathtaking because, you know, the sprints stay away from each other. These guys bang on each other. Well, this year, I think there was a definite resurgence in the open wheel modifieds. And when we started looking around at who the Florida Asphalt Driver of the Year was for Karnak.com, there was some pretty good guys out there doing some things, but nobody dominated their division like Robbie Cooper. Robbie Cooper, welcome to Inside Florida Racing, and we've basically named you the Karnak.com Asphalt Driver of the Year for your escapades on asphalt and open wheel racing, man.
Congratulations, Robbie.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was a total surprise. He told me he had a surprise for me. I didn't know what he was talking about.
We're trying to be true.
Well, you know, I mean, you won everything just about that you could win. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think anybody's dominated open wheels like you did this year since maybe Lee Collins a few years ago. But
he's still good. He's one of our hardest competition. He's a good guy. You know, he's really hard to beat.
Yeah,
he might have had a few little slumps this year or something, but he's still there. He's still tough. So
when you started out the last year, 2007, did you have a plan or did this thing just sort of materialize?
Well, the last year we actually ran really good, but I either left in a helicopter or with a trophy. So it was like we were fast, but we got in a couple bad wrecks. And we were good, you know, last year. We won a lot of races year before, but this year I just kind of, you know, I got my stuff together mechanically. You know, I learned a lot the first year, and then as me as a driver, I was way more patient this year. And that really helped off. I mean, there's a lot of them races I didn't take the lead until, like, towards the end of it or something like that, where I just was patient, waiting for the right time. So I matured a lot in a couple of years of driving modified because they are a different animal. And I think a lot of it was that. And I have an awesome crew, and, you know, they really helped me a lot. So we're pretty smart. So if we learn something that don't work, you know, we don't do that again, or something that did work, and we'll do it. And you know, that's how it worked out. We kind of just had our stuff together, and there was a lot of luck involved. I'm not going to lie about that. I mean, there was a lot of times that we almost got in a wreck and didn't. And, you know, as far as mechanical, though, I mean, we had an awesome year. We didn't break down or anything like that. And so all of it just came together. There's a lot of it, luck, everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It worked out nice. It was an awesome year. I mean, I don't think I can ever repeat it. I wish I could, but, I mean, that's going to be, you know, hard to do. That's for sure.
I'll never say never. Never say never. Who knows, you know?
Right.
You never know.
It would be awesome to, but, I mean, it was hard to do. We raced a lot. You know, it was really a lot of hard work. And, you know, we raced. See, we won, you know, the Ocala Series, too. We were running it when we weren't in the series because they were Friday night. We still ended up racing, I want to say, it was like 37, 38 times this year or something. You know, and, I mean, that's a lot. And you got to realize we race at like 9 or 10 different tracks. And when you get into a lot of traveling and, you know, we all work, all my guys work. And it was crazy. It was hectic. And, you know, it just panned out. You know, it was really nice. And, I mean, I'm really proud of what we done. It was really hard, you know, but we did it. I mean, I don't know how, but we did it.
Now, you won the fast car deal, right? The fast car.
Yeah, we had our banquet Saturday night. Yeah, I won some. I won the Gulf Coast and the Extreme Modifieds, both of them.
Yeah.
We had our banquet Saturday night over in Daytona. It was a nice banquet, too. They did a great job with that.
Yeah, and you won it Lakeland?
Yes, sir.
Won the big deal at Auburndale that they promoted all year.
Yes, sir. That was a great day.
What was is there any race in particular during the year that stood out as like the hardest one to win?
There was actually two of them that I did not win. That was probably the hardest one. And we raced against Jason Garber at Lake City. He's a really tough guy, and we were all over him for the whole race. And this last race with Jerry Simons was the same way. Me and Jerry, it was like a dog fight for 100 laps. I mean, somebody wrote the article on it, did a good job. It was true. It was just like a dog fight. I mean, for 100 laps, I was poking inside, outside, roughing him up a little bit, and I just couldn't get by him. It was awesome. But me and Jerry raced the same way at Lakeland. I guess the hardest one to win was probably that, because he was in front of me, and I finally got to him, and I was real patient with him, and, I finally waited, and at the right time, I got by him and won it. And that was, we only get to race Lakeland like once a year, and that was awesome. Yeah. But that one probably stands out. And of course, the Auburndale, the payday was awesome, but it was for me to lose. I mean, I sat on the pole, and I mean, I just took a deep breath, and a little bit of patience paid off there. I didn't do anything stupid. I just got a rhythm down, and led every lap and won it. That was a great race too. So. There was a lot of good ones. Like I said, there was probably a couple more that I almost won that I didn't win that were probably stand out just as much. If I can run second and run that good and have that much fun, that was some good days there too with them guys. They're all good guys, and the competition's really hard.
You guys put on some good shows for fans. That's a great thing, man.
What about Speed Weeks for Robbie Cooper?
That's my vacation every year. I go down and watch. And last year, we actually took my rig and went. But we only ran the one night. They only had one big race, and we ran second in it last year. And I think we had 23, 24 cars. It was a great night, great race. But we didn't, as far as like the funds, to race, we couldn't afford the 10 sets of tires and all that stuff. So we just, we just didn't. And actually, that last Saturday night of Speed Week, when it ended, we actually went to Inverness and won that night. So we did race twice, basically. We left my vacation a day early and went to Inverness and raced, and we ended up winning it. So we did a second and a first last year in Speed Week. So that was great. But this year, we're probably just going to go down there and just hang out. We actually rent a house down there every year. Me and some of my friends go down there and hang out. And we're probably just going to go do that and watch. I probably won't be racing at all.
Why don't you hang out?
You're just going to be a fan for us.
Hang out at the racetrack and make some money, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's tough to run it financially, to be honest with you. I guess you could get down there and run if you want to run old tires and stuff. But when you add up, what it is, it's really hard to do it. So we're probably going to pass on it this year. But we're still kicking some things around. I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do, this year. We got the Extreme Series. We got their schedule the other night when we were at the banquet. And then about the only local track for me to run every, not every weekend, and run every other weekend is Inverness, because the Bronson's opened back up. They're not running modified. The Lake City's not running modified. And Ocala went to dirt. So I live right here in Bronson. It would be awesome if they did. But so for me to go run like a local show is going to be probably Inverness. So we're still kicking that around. We have it. Me and my guys are supposed to get together actually this week and talk about it.
So you're from Bronson, so you know where Cedar Key's at then.
Oh, yeah. My wife was actually born in Cedar Key. I mean, or she was born in, right? She was born in Gainesville, but she was, she's been in Cedar Key her whole life.
Really?
So we met. Yeah.
She go to Cedar Key High School?
Yes, sir. Actually, she did.
Wow. Yeah, my mom has property there at like 500 acres out in the middle of the woods, and then they got a house on the water there. But I realized if I end up moving there, I'd be having to race at Bronson, but they don't race anything there except for just...
Well, we're going
to...
Well, they got the regular classes coming back this year. They did like a limited schedule the last 2 years, and this year I guess they're going to run everything from like Sportsman down.
Well, I guess we're going to find out.
We're talking to Tommy Dunsford here in a little bit.
I guess we'll find out. We can't blow it right now. We'll blow the whole thing right here, Robbie. Right. Hey, congratulations. Asphalt Driver of the Year.
Congratulations.
We'll be,
I really appreciate it a whole lot.
Yeah, we'll be getting in touch with you. We'll send you out a very nice plaque and a letter and a congratulations, Robbie.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, if anybody out there is listening, buy Robbie Cooper some tires for his modified weeks.
Yeah.
It'll be money well spent.
That's right. Good luck in 2008.
Good racing this year.
Right. You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Cooper, Asphalt Driver of the Year, CarNec.com.